you and I were talking recently, and we were talking about this concept in different ways. And you said when you are confident in that way, you instill confidence in others.
Correct.
Like, can you elaborate on that? Because that was profound.
The way I see it, and the best way I can describe it, would be if you take two different examples of the same scenario. For example, if you bring your car to me and I happen to be a mechanic, and you say, you know, can you fix my car? And I say, oh, yeah. It should be a problem. I'll have a look at it. Should be able to get some good parts. And I'll give you a call if there's any dramas. We should be able to work around it. And I'll get back to you.
Get out of there.
Wow.
How much confidence did that instill?
Take my car and
okay.
go.
Now, for the same scenario, I go, right, well, leave your car for a couple of days. I'll get under the hood. I'll have a look at it. I find any major dramas or we run into any problems, I'll give you a call, but I don't see any reason why I shouldn't be able to fix it. Now, what to you sounds more confident?
Mm.
Where would you rather take your car?
Yeah, I can see your point, and by demonstrating confidence, you can create confidence in other people.
Mm.
Exactly, and that is a massive thing with women, but in saying that, that's also very big in life. It's very big in your job. It's very big in your interaction when you go to buy something.
Mm.
You know, if you instill that confidence in people, they'll have that confidence back.
So you're saying that if you are confident in the decisions you make around women and confident in the way that you treat them, they will then be in turn confident in your ability to be a man in their lives.
Exactly, and they'll be confident in investing time in you or be giving you their phone number.
Yeah.